welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Adair County Fair Board President Scott Steele about the board's recent projects and planned attractions for this year's fair taking place July 17th through the 21st. For the Adair County Fair, how are things coming along? We're a week or so away. How is preparation going for that?
We are finally starting to wind down with preparations, but I don't think it ever gets completely done until about after the fair. We're finally prepared for it completely. We're making changes every day and making improvements every day that we get together. So.
And what's the year since the last fair been like? Have there been much changes to the fairgrounds?
Well, changes to the fairgrounds this year. We did finally get our new poultry and rabbit cages came in this winter, and that was done by a donation from Rose Acres. Going on 2 years ago, we couldn't get them last year in time, so we finally got them this year. They are all put together and look completely different. I think everybody in that building will be excited to utilize those. We added 12 more campground spots that we had talked about for the last 3 years, figuring out how to do that with our power situation. So those are in the ground ready for hookup. They are hooked up, all 50-amp hookups now. Our electrical project that we have been working on for the last 4 years is finally coming to completion. Everything is underground wire now, much more power coming out there so we can handle anything that will be thrown at us. We still have some secondary wires because we have so many security lights. We've got to keep our poles, but we've made just leaps and bounds in that area over the last 7-8 months. We've completely rewired our hog barn. We had that hog barn was short on power, and now that we could supply it, we got that completely rewired, upgraded, ready for hot temperatures for the pigs. We did finally also finish converting the rest of the grounds is completely converted over to LED lights now. We had a large share of them done before, and now we've finished them off. New metal siding going on the main food stand. You know how things get over time in Iowa. We could finally make some upgrades there. That's kind of a touch of things that we've been working on over the last so many months and planning to do, and finally getting some things to come all the way through to completion.
And were there any large donations or grants that the Fair Board received this year that you would like to mention?
We received Empowering Adair County grant. We received a few other grants here and there. We've got one Fair Board director that really focuses a lot of her time on finding grants that are available for fairs, for educational, for community improvement type grants. She does an awfully good job on those things. Donations this year, large corporate ones, there wasn't any new ones this year other than what we've already had in the past.
So what is new for this year, whether it be entertainment or anything else, other aspects for the fair that you'd like to mention?
Well, actually, new stuff for this year, we haven't changed a whole lot over last year. We changed a couple days around on some of the grandstand entertainment, but we were really shocked with our attendance last year at the fair that we kind of got to the point you can't hardly don't want to change a good working thing until it's broke. And our attendance last year at the fair for our grandstand events was so much bigger than we anticipated. So we've kept the same Ninja Warrior obstacle course. We did switch that to a Thursday night. I believe there's a couple more obstacles coming. The monster trucks, we do have another truck coming. The turnout for that last year was so amazing. People coming from the other side of Des Moines all the way over for this event, because how else can you go see those type of trucks for $7 entry fee? Our normal demo on Saturday night, we've been still continuing that, and I would love to say how many years that's been going on, and I know it's probably pushing over 40. And then Sunday night is the Wright Rodeo service again. They'll be up, and I believe we are leading off their circuit this year. I believe we are the leadoff for their circuit. So we're hoping for a large attendance to that too.
Is the admission for the grandstand events, is that cost all the same?
Admission for the grandstand events is the cost at the gate for getting in. We don't charge any more for the grandstand, just the sheer cost to get in at $7 for adults. We don't separate anything else off there. If they get in the gate, then they can go to the grandstand.
What are the full admission rates to get into the fair?
Well, the full admission rate for an adult is $7 a day, or you can buy the five-day packet for an adult would be $30. And that will continue to go down if you buy them on Friday and you're buying the three. It follows the consistency of going down. Kids from 5 to 12 are $4, or you can buy a $15 five-day ticket. Anybody under 5 is free. And then for anyone over 60 on Friday, between 8 and 11 for entrance, the gate fee is only $3.
And once folks are there at the fair, what would you say are some good free attractions for families and kids to take part in at the fair?
Between the 4-H shows, we have two different walking around entertainment, as they like to put it for their advertisement. They're a roving entertainment between whether they're doing balloons or clowns or different things. We try to keep the kids involved throughout the days. Usually always up in the courtyard. They try to stay up in the courtyard under the shade trees that we get to take advantage of. But there's always something up there. We do have type of petting zoo coming that they bring exotic animals, stuff you won't normally see from a zoo. The kids have seemed to really enjoy these, you know, whether it's a hedgehog or different lizards or different dragon type situation, the kids have really seemed to enjoy that. But on the weekends, on Friday, Saturday, are the two big days for the kids that really get to enjoy those different things in the courtyard. And then there'll still be the inflatable rides down in the ride area that open up. And seems like there's always a flock of kids down there.
For folks who are around Adair County, what would you say makes the Adair County Fair special and a good attraction for residents to come out to?
We have such a unique fairgrounds where it is spread out. You can actually spend most of the day just walking around, visiting with people, watching a 4-H show here, an FFA show there, and you get tired, you can go grab something to eat, you can sit up under a shade tree and chit-chat with people, and just like the small-town rural Iowa, you don't have to be rushed from one place to the other, and you can just really enjoy the day and enjoy the people around you.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Adair County Fair Board President Scott Steele about the board's recent projects and planned attractions for this year's fair taking place July 17th through the 21st. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.